Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry, using radio and literature and the internet to reach millions around the world each week with the good news of the gospel. You know, friend, the Bible is the only source of lasting hope. It is God's holy word. You know as well as I do that we cannot rely on the words of men because men change. But God is unchanging. The psalmist, David, said in Psalm 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." My friend, you can depend on God's word. In just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will speak to us from John chapter 4 and verses 20 to 26. But right now, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus, your Son and our Savior. We praise you that you have revealed yourself to us in the pages of Holy Scripture. Now, as Dr. Yoder comes to share his teaching from the Word, I pray that you will open my heart and the heart of my friend who is listening to receive that Word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
King David once wrote these words, "O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." But another king long before King David asked this question, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him?" This week, I want to help you know who the Lord is and know what David meant when he said, "O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." What is worship? Do you have an answer to that question? I would say worship is acknowledging who God is. One man called worship looking or gazing at God. But then, how are you going to get that visual image of God? How are you going to see God? I am delighted to be able to spend these few minutes with you because I believe that together we're going to have a great blessing. I'll be reading a part of the Bible. It's taken from the book of John, the Gospel of John, the fourth book in the New Testament, and the fourth chapter. I'll be reading John 4, 20 to 26. In this passage, Jesus talked about worship. I want you to turn in your Bible to that passage. That's John 4, 20 to 26. The passage opens with a woman talking. She said, "Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you shall neither worship the Father in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who am speaking to you am he." Now there you have the words of Jesus regarding worship. I want to talk to you about that whole question or idea, how to worship God. There are no people in the world who have no desire to worship. Oh, there are certain countries and lands where they've tried to outlaw it, but still it's there, the desire to worship. We have different methods and different objects, but people all over the world have a desire to worship. We may wonder, therefore, which is the right way to worship? I am sure that everybody who has heard about Jesus is convinced that he was a great teacher. You can't read these gospel records without being impressed with the way in which Jesus was able to teach the truth. He taught as no one else taught. In fact, the people of his day said so. No man ever spake like this man. Even people who did not agree with him had to admit that here was somebody who stood, as we might say, head and shoulders above everybody else. He had a way of teaching that got the truth across. I want you to pay close attention, therefore, to this passage of Scripture, in which is recorded Jesus' comments about worship. From his words, we find the answers to the deep question we have, how to worship God. There's first the answer of place. The woman asked a very important question. She said, "Our fathers worship in this mountain, but you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." You might wonder why these Samaritan people insisted on worshiping in the mountain. You know, there are still a few Samaritans living right around that same place where this woman lived. And they, today, worship on Mount Gerizim. That was the place where God told Moses he was to read the law to the people of Israel when they got into the land of promise. So the Samaritans picked that as the place to worship. Later, the Jewish people set their temple in Jerusalem. David took Jerusalem from the Jebusites 1,000 years before Christ, and Solomon built a temple there on Mount Moriah where God offered Isaac, according to Genesis, the 22nd chapter. So the woman said, "We worship here, you worship there." There are people still who think it is important as to which city you're in, like, for example, Rome, or Bombay, or Mecca. Places are awfully important to some people. Jesus said, "You have mistaken the whole purpose of worship." Because he said the time is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem you're going to be worshiping the Father. By that he did not say you can worship God nowhere, but he said you can worship God anywhere. It's not so much this mountain or that mountain or any other place. It is that you're worshiping the Father. So Jesus gave an answer to the question of place. Then he gave an answer to the question of what. He said, "You are worshiping, you do not know what." When he said that, he made the answer clear for many people, because many worship in ignorance. You do not know what you are worshiping. I have done a bit of study on religions of the world, and I have found that many people are like that. They worship in ignorance. I'm not saying that to criticize you. I'm simply trying to point out to you that just like Jesus remarked about this woman, there are many others in the world today. You worship what you do not know. You have no idea of what you're worshiping. Then Jesus said, "We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews." Now, my friend, you can't rewrite Bible history. The history of Revelation has it this way, that God chose the children of Jacob, the sons of Jacob and their descendants, and he gathered them at Mount Sinai many years ago and came down in Revelation to them. They had the prophets. They were the ones to whom God spoke, and he did not only speak to them, he spoke to the world through them. God chose one people to receive the revelation. They are the Jews. And Jesus said, salvation is of the Jews. Now, my friend, these words cannot be changed. Maybe some people would like to change them, but they cannot be changed. The God of Revelation is the true God, and Jesus said that God came to the people of Israel in salvation. Salvation is of the Jews. So in that, he answered the question of what? He gave a third answer to the question of whom. All religions are not the same, my dear friend, because Jesus defined the Father in this passage. He said, you're going to worship the Father. And the Father seeks worshipers. He is a spirit. Therefore, we must worship him in spirit and in truth. The physical is important, but not all important. That's why Jesus said it's not this mountain or this city or that mountain. But we must worship God in spirit and in truth. The woman responded with a tremendous statement. She said, we know that the Messiah is coming, and when the Messiah has come, he will tell us all things. Now listen carefully. Jesus said, I that speak unto you am he. I would think, dear friend, that what Jesus said about worship, since he is the Messiah, would have some bearing on our thought, how to worship God. We must listen to him because he understands who God is. How to worship God? Jesus' answers give us the way. We can worship God anywhere. Not in this mountain or that city, but wherever we are, we can worship God. He gave the answer of what? By revelation, salvation is of the Jews. He gave the answer of whom? He said the Father, God. So it's all put together there for us. Praise the Lord. Are you worshiping the true God?
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for that helpful teaching. Do you have questions about the true God, the God of the Bible? If so, we urge you to write to us. We will take your questions to God's Word and find answers that will help you learn about the true God, Jehovah. So if you have questions, write to us today. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, What is Worship? Once again, here's the way to contact us. The quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That's mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can also request a free copy of this teaching, What is Worship? It's available in print or on an audio CD. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in the Gospel of John. In his teaching, Dr. Yoder will show us how to test what is important. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.